Now to business news, I'm Kim Savage.
Thanks, Susie. Atamaria, good morning. Coming up in today's program, New Zealand's economic recovery gets a nod from ratings agency. Government urged to step in over rising freight costs, and we'll have the latest from the financial markets. S&P Global Ratings says the country's sovereign rating would probably have been raised earlier but for the pandemic. The agency yesterday raised New Zealand's rating to AA+ with a stable outlook from AA, citing the government's moves to tackle the COVID-19 outbreak, which enabled the economy to rebound quickly and strongly. Analyst Martin Fu says the pandemic probably delayed a likely upgrade. He says New Zealand is simply doing better than most economies, even with risks of a hot housing market and rising debt levels.
We are aware of these risks. We do certainly see them as a downside potential risk, I suppose. But it's something that can be incorporated at this higher credit rating. And it's also something that, you know, we're confident that the authorities have a reasonable handle on. So we do know that the Reserve Bank of New Zealand and other regulatory bodies are looking at this. So, you know, it's certainly not to say that the risks have gone away. If anything, some of them have become accentuated over the past couple of months. But again, they're tolerable at this current higher credit rating, and they are, I guess, counterweighed by some of the other credit fundamentals, including the fact that, you know, net general government debt is looking a lot stronger than a lot of other sovereign peers at the same credit rating of AA+.
Martin Fu of S&P Global Ratings there. And the New Zealand dollar spiked against the US dollar to its highest level in nearly 3 years after the upgrade, and has climbed just a touch higher again overnight. The government's being urged to pressure shipping lines over the rising cost of freight. The Customs Brokers and Freight Forwarders Federation says importers are being hit with hefty charges for returning empty shipping containers late, despite there being no room for them at storage facilities. Typically, containers are hired from shipping companies and must be returned by an agreed time. But surging demand and delays at the ports mean storage facilities are full. The Federation's Chief Executive Rosemary Dawson says the government must step in.
We've not been able to get the regional offices of shipping lines to move on this, as they did at the time of the lockdown in March 2020, to take into account extenuating circumstances that are existing in New Zealand and, I might say, internationally, to put a moratorium in place for the detention on shipping containers until the current situation has resolved.
Rosemary Dawson from the Freight Forwarders Federation. French shipping company CMA CGM declined to comment other than to say it's meeting the Federation and government next week. Tradies are expecting the post-COVID rebound to continue through this year, although the red tape burden is getting heavier. Over half of New Zealand trade business owners surveyed by job management company Tradeify believe business will improve in 2021. It shows a steady increase in work back to pre-COVID levels is driving the optimistic outlook across the sector. Tradeify Chief Executive Michael Stickler says the bounce back is coming from Kiwis investing money meant for holidays into their homes.
The tradies that tend to be very busy have more work they can cope with, and that's one of the sort of what is driving a lot of this positive sentiment. You are also seeing a sort of uptick in new trade businesses being opened, and again, as you see sort of economic downturn in other sort of parts of the market in New Zealand, you'll see more tradies or more people starting their own trade businesses, which is really, really positive. So I'd say actually in some pockets with certain sectors, definitely there is more work than they can cope with for sure.
Tradeify's Michael Stickler there. And a very quick look at the markets. Wall Street started lower, but despite that initial slide this morning, the Dow Jones up about 0.25%, NASDAQ down about 1.8%, the broader S&P 500 down about 0.5%. Our own top 50 down 122 points, a three-month low, 12,426. And that's all we have time for. We'll be back with more business news later on.